Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Nothing happens when we sleep. We must always be doing. I posted this quote on my Instagram account a while ago, and one of the responses I received was, "But rest is still necessary." And that is very true. I am not implying to not rest. My point with this one is simple. If we are not doing what we can in terms of going after what we want, when we can, we will never get it. If we only sit on the sidelines and watch life happen to us instead of us to it, we will never achieve the level of happiness, joy, and freedom we seek. When tired, physically or mentally, learn to rest, not quit. And so what I mean by nothing happens when we sleep, we must always be doing, is to always be working towards that desire or goal that we seek whenever possible outside of the physical rest needed. I call those goals and desires my it, your it. Outside of that rest that we must give our bodies and minds, we must be doing something, however small it is, that is getting us closer towards that goal or desire, our it. The people that finally achieve their wants are those that do just that. They don't just work on their goals or desires when they feel good. They work on them every opportunity they get, and they eliminate distractions as much as they possibly can. There are only 24 hours in a day, no more, and we are all given those 24 hours. There is nothing we can do to stretch them. Time runs regardless of what we want or what we are doing. Time is not biased. Throughout my life, I have seen people accomplish big things, and I have seen people accomplish nothing, simply because they could not get a grip of their time. They spend more time sleeping than doing. They spend more time dreaming than taking action. They spend too much time complaining than on figuring out a way. They spend too much time admiring from the sidelines or criticizing instead of jumping in the game. They are trapped in a comfort zone that, even though they are not happy with that comfort zone, it is at least familiar. We all have a different level of amount physically needed in terms of rest. For me, it used to be 4 hours. I am now at 7 hours. That means I have 17 hours every day to go after what I want. I myself have my life down to a science. I know exactly how long it takes me to do every little thing from eating, showering, to taking a dump. I am always working on my it, either directly or indirectly. My it are my kids, more specifically, to give them the life and freedom of choice I never had. With that one of mine comes a lot of work behind it, from the financial, psychological, to physical amount of work needed in order for my it to be fulfilled. Part of my day are spent on the financial part, and the rest of it is spent on the other big part of my equation. In fact, a lot more time goes into the psychological part of my it. As for me, that is where I believe will make the greatest impact. I hardly ever am doing something that is not helping my it, and this is where the difference comes in and why I always get what I want. Most people say they want certain things, but when you analyze what they do daily, it does not align to what they want. They spend more time sleeping than working on their it, or what they believe is their it. If you want to be healthier, watch what you consume, how you sleep, what you ingest mentally. If you want a happy marriage, spend more time with your partner and learn to be present. If you want happy kids, give them your presence, support, and love, not just your credit card. If you want to be financially stable, stop spending on worthless things and work on increasing your income. Life is really that simple. Many just like to complicate it. The formula is simple. Really think hard on identifying your it. Figure out the amount of time your body needs to rest and spend every other minute working towards your it. If it does not help you get your it, get rid of it. Whether it is a habit or a person, drop it. Is it hard? Perhaps. But I believe it's harder to continue to live life not getting your it or working towards it. Because when you are working on your it, as hard as life might get, it is bearable. You enjoy the process, the journey. You find energy you thought you didn't have. You build a tolerance you believe you couldn't. You grow the patience you once thought you could never achieve. Suddenly, you find yourself smiling even though you might not have your it yet, because you are happening to life. Life is no longer happening to you. Minute by minute, action by action, you are inching closer to your it. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted, I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.